Crispy, available in your grocer's frozen food department.
Good afternoon with 90FM News. I'm Kaylee Field. A Michigan judge whose smartphone disrupted a hearing in his own courtroom has held himself in contempt and paid $25 for the infraction. During a break in the trial, the judge fined himself. He says if he can't live by the rules he enforces, he has no business enforcing the rules. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 32 degrees outside and sunny. I have the top five teams, the point values from hour 18 in question one of hour 20 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Cole from 90FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus?
Would love to.
All right, so what is your team name?
A Particle Trucker on a Quantum Leap.
What does that mean?
That is an homage to a trucker that we lost in the last year, the originator of our team name, and he was the hall director for many of us in Smith Hall back in the mid-90s.
Oh, my God. My heart goes out to you and the team, as well as the family of the original Particle Trucker.
Yes, thank you.
His memory lives on throughout you guys.
Absolutely.
Do you guys have a character you guys notify yourselves with?
Really, it's not a character. It's an object. We literally identify ourselves with a truck. So, you know, it's 18 wheels of fun for the Particle Truckers.
How have you guys been staying up?
We're doing fine. I mean, people take their sleep when they need it, and we're just kind of hanging out. We've gotten to the point in our 16 years of playing trivia that it's not as serious as it used to be, and it's an opportunity to get together, have fun, and do everything we can to answer questions, but nobody gets real crazy about it.
That's interesting. So over the 16 years that you've been playing, what's the craziest thing your team has ever done?
The craziest thing we've ever done. We used to make vats of something called toxic tea, and it was meant to keep us awake, and so it was mixed with Mountain Dew as a base, and then you used fruit punch or Kool-Aid, and then you put crushed up Vivarin in it and various things, and then individuals like Kirby Harless would do a keg stand into this vat with his entire head immersed in it.
That sounds absolutely amazing. What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
90FM is the tastiest station.
Well, that is a great answer, sir, and thank you so much for Trivia Focus. I'm Cole. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Thank you.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, from hour 19 is Oats for Goats. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of hour 18. In fifth place, with 2,480 points, is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place, with 2,580 points, is Tin Man. In third place, with 2,650 points, is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place, with 2,905 points, is Festivus for the Rest of Us. And in first place, with 2,930 points, is Dad's Computer's 35 Years of Trivia. Here are the point values for questions in Hour 18. Question 1 is worth 30 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 45 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, here are the point values for questions in Hour 18. Question 1 is worth 30 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 45 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. And here is question 1 of Hour 20 of Trivia 44. According to Mary Tyler Moore, she studied and copied everything a certain actress did in a crying scene. According to Mary Tyler Moore, this actress was the master of crying scenes. What is the first and last name of this actress? Once again, question 1 of Hour 20 of Trivia 44. According to Mary Tyler Moore, she studied and copied everything a certain actress did in a crying scene. According to Mary Tyler Moore, this actress was the master of crying scenes. What is the first and last name of this actress? Good luck.
Shuffling down, scrambling, scrambling, heading for town. Hustling, bustling, buzzing around, happily awaiting at the station. Look at that train number 709. It's a hopping and puffing and coming on time. Who do you think's about to ride? The band they call the Dixieland Five. Da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-da. They're gonna play that Muskrat Ramble tune. You've never heard it played. Join in the big parade. All together now, one and two. Join that happy throng. Feel the beat of that rambling, scrambling muskrat song. Come on and ramble along. Shuffling down, rambling, scrambling, heading for town. A hustle and a bustle and a buzz around, happily awaiting at the station. See that number 709, huffing and puffing on time. Who do you think's about to ride? The band they call the Dixieland Five. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They're gonna play that Muskrat Ramble tune.
We are on question 1 of Hour 20 for Trivia 44. Question 1, according to Mary Tyler Moore, she studied and copied everything a certain actress did in a crying scene. According to Mary Tyler Moore, this actress was the master of crying scenes. What is the first and last name of this actress?
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. Can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question one of hour 20 of Trivia 44. Question one, according to Mary Tyler Moore, she studied and copied everything a certain actress did in a crying scene. According to Mary Tyler Moore, this actress was the master of crying scenes. What is the first and last name of this actress? The answer, Nanette Fabre. Again, the answer for question one, Nanette Fabre. Moving on to question two of hour 20, Paula Ebert cannot protect her son in everything that he does. That sort of love is frowned upon, so the next best thing to get a certain beverage for him. What is the brand and name of that beverage? Again, that's question two. Paula Ebert cannot protect her son in everything that he does. That sort of love is frowned upon, so the next best thing is to get a certain beverage for him. What is the brand and name of that beverage?
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L.U.V.
Thank you.
We are on question two of our 20 of Trivia 44. Question two, Paula Ebert cannot protect her son in everything that he does. That sort of love is frowned upon, so the next best thing is to get a certain beverage for him. What is the brand and name of that beverage? Down in the back. Phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question two of our 20 of Trivia 44. Question two, Paula Ebert cannot protect her son in everything that he does. That sort of love is frowned upon, so the next best thing is to get a certain beverage for him. What is the brand and name of that beverage? Your answer, Capri Sun Super V. Again, the answer for question two, Capri Sun Super V. Moving on to question three of our 20. Question three, fictional character Leslie Knope ran for city council in Lovely Pawnee. She claimed to be a council person with a purpose. Her opponent was Fielding Milton. In what year was Fielding Milton first elected to city council? Again, that's question three. Fictional character Leslie Knope ran for city council in Lovely Pawnee. She claimed to be a council person with a purpose. Her opponent was Fielding Milton. In what year was Fielding Milton first elected to city council? Good luck.
Down in the back room, phones down out back, phones down in the back room, pass forward those answer sheets. We're going to throw this out and start this question over again, okay? We're going to start this question over again. You can put your headphones on. Okay, so we'll go ahead and give this another try, okay?
All right. Question three, fictional character Leslie Knope ran for city council in Lovely Pawnee. She claimed to be a council person with a porpoise, not purpose. Her opponent was Fielding Milton. In what year was Fielding Milton first elected to city council? Again, that's question three. Fictional character Leslie Knope ran for city council in Lovely Pawnee. She claimed to be a council person with a porpoise. Her opponent was Fielding Milton. In what year was Fielding Milton first elected to city council?
Sunday morning, and the church was crowded full. Old Elder Brown was raving. He was angry as a bull. The congregation sensed it, and they knew just what he meant when he said, "My text today is you sinners must repent." Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
'Cause Deacon Jones knelt down to pray. All he said was, hey, hey. So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. Now who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. I'm feeling mighty fine. I'm high as a Georgia pine.
So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. Whiskey in the well.
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Keep your dippers out of that well, or we all wind up in
well. Who threw the whiskey in the well?
That's what I'd like to know. Well, sisters and brothers, I'm taking my leave of thee. Yeah, I've been trying to show you the light, and you all have outshined me. Since Brother Jones brought his bones, the size has all the cash. Let's get together, drink water, get tall. Come on, children, let's have a ball.
And we are on question three of hour 20 of Trivia 44. Question three, fictional character Leslie Knope ran for city council in Lovely Pawnee. She claimed to be a council person with a porpoise. Her opponent was Fielding Milton. What year was Fielding Milton first elected to city council?
Out. How could she stoop so low?
Hallelujah.
the back. Phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question three of hour 20. Fictional character Leslie Knope ran for city council in Lovely Pawnee. She claimed to be a council person with a porpoise. Her opponent was Fielding Milton. In what year was Fielding Milton first elected to city council? Your answer is 1948. Again, the answer for question three, 1948. Moving on to question four of hour 20. Big screen character Dr. Elizabeth Shaw, while on board a vessel, is intrigued by a rare and very expensive piece of machinery which performs computerized surgeries. What is the name of this surgical device? Again, question four of hour 20. Big screen character Dr. Elizabeth Shaw, while on board a vessel, is intrigued by a rare and very expensive piece of machinery which performs computerized surgeries. What is the name of this surgical device? Good luck. Question 4 of Hour 20 of Trivia 44. Question 4, big screen character Dr. Elizabeth Shaw, while on board a vessel, is intrigued by a very expensive and rare piece of machinery, which performs computerized surgeries. What is the name of this surgical device?
Here comes summer. School is out, oh happy day. Here comes summer. I'm gonna grab my girl and run away. Here comes summer. We'll go swimming every day and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. We'll soon mix about, but summer's better. It gives me more time to see my girl. Walk through the park, meet the shining moon. The only kiss she makes, my flat top girl. It's summer. Mind. Here comes summer. When we meet, our hearts entwine. It's the greatest. Let's have summer all the time. Let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home.
Here comes summer.
Here comes summer. Almost June, the sun is bright.
Here comes summer.
Here comes summer. Drive-in movies every night. pictures, lots more time to hold her tight. So let the sun shine bright on my happy summer poems. Well, I'll belong to hold my girl beside me, sit by the lake till 1 or 2. Go for a drive in the summer moonlight, dream of love the whole night through. It's summer. She'll be with me every day. Here comes summer. Gang at Joe's Cafe, if she's willing, we'll go set you right away. Oh, let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home.
Oh, let the sun shine bright.
Well, here comes summertime at last.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question 4 of hour 20 for Trivia 44. Question 4, big screen character Dr. Elizabeth Shaw, while on board a vessel, is intrigued by a rare and very expensive piece of machinery, which performs computerized surgeries. What is the name of this surgical device? The answer, Pauling MedPod. Again, the answer for question 4, Pauling MedPod.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pinerys Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success-inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
It's time now for music question number 2. Music question number 2 is snippets of 8 songs. You should use form number 2 included in the new Trivia Times to write the titles of the songs in the order that they are played. Each of the songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be awarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be turned in to the 90FM studios between 8 and 8:45 p.m. Saturday. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet as well. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Sherrill Tire and Service, online at SherrillTire.com, and Point Forward Physical Therapy Limited, moving you in the right direction, located at 3217 John Joannis Drive, Suite D, Stevens Point, 715-254-3978. Here now is the Trivia Music Number 2. Moving on to question number 5 for hour 20 of Trivia 44. Question 5, after having discovered a new type of scorpion, Arizona State University student Joe Bigelow chose to name one of his scorpions for a particular scorpiologist he admired. What is the first and last name of this scorpiologist? Again, that's question 5. After having discovered a new type of scorpion, Arizona State University student Joe Bigelow chose to name one of his scorpions for a particular scorpiologist he admired. What is the first and last name of this scorpiologist? Good luck.
Need a light.
And we are on question 5 of our 20 of Trivia 44. Question 5, after having discovered a new type of scorpion, Arizona State University student Joe Bigelow chose to name one of his scorpions for a particular scorpiologist he admired. What is the first and last name of this scorpiologist? Phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question 5 of hour 20. Question 5. After having discovered a new type of scorpion, Arizona State University student Joe Bigelow chose to name one of his scorpions for a particular scorpiologist he admired. What is the first and last name of this scorpiologist? Your answer, Stanley Williams. Again, your answer is Stanley Williams.
Hey, how's it going there, man? Kyle, I'll tell you, I'm set to put you behind. Want to thank the following for their contributions to trivia this set, or this hours, section of hours. And I'm just burping because I've just been eating like a massive pig. Pepsi-Cola Bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids, 2430 Jefferson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Cops Foods at 1500 Pines Street. Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, 344-2290. Cousin Sub, 641 Division Street. They're at 295-9650. The Water Street Grill, 1410 Third Street in Stevens Point, 344-2070. And you know, they sent me over my little specialty, and John and I enjoyed it. Yeah. Kristen's at Middletown Food and Spirits, 1140 Clark Street in Stevens Point, 341-8176. Did you get any of the chicken?
No, I got some ice cream, though.
Oh, well, it sucks to be you.
King Cone.
Yeah, well, that's coming up here, two down. Arbuckle's Eatery and Pub, 1320 Strong's Avenue. They're at 341-2444. And people were drooling when that came in. King Cone. And There's still some left.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot.
I had a Zanzibar.
I have Oreo Grasshopper.
Oh, yeah, Grasshopper.
Good
okay.
stuff.
2534 Post Road in Plover. And they're at 345-1855. Cellcom on Division Street, 344-3341. Now, some business. Hour 17, question 2. We are going to throw that out of the contest. Hour 17, question 2. Because of the way the question was read, all three times it was read Caleb Phelps, and the correct name is Caleb Phipps.
Oh, okay.
Phibbs. Phipps. Phipps. P-H-I-P-S. Phipps.
All right.
Okay, so our 17 question 2 is out of the contest, and now you can go right ahead.
Okay, so we are on question 6 of our 20 of Trivia 44. Question 6, it's finally time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 29. Number 29, the accent on this vehicle is comfort and space. What is the make and model of the vehicle in picture number 29 in the New Times Trivia? Again, that's question 6. Finally time to get out your copy of the New Times, New Trivia Times, rather. Turn to picture number 29. The accent on this vehicle is comfort and space. What is the make and model of the vehicle in picture number 29 in the New Trivia Times? Good luck. Question 6 of our 20 of Trivia 44. Question 6, it's finally time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 29. The accent on this vehicle is comfort and space. What is the make and model of the vehicle in picture number 29 in the new Trivia Times? right, phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question 6 of Hour 20 of Trivia 44. Question 6, it's finally time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 29. The accent on this vehicle is comfort and space. What is the make and model of the vehicle in picture number 29 in the new Trivia Times? Your answer, Plymouth Volare. Again, the answer for number 6, question 6, rather, Plymouth Volare. Moving on to question 7. As long as you have out your new Trivia Times, turn to picture number 7. Call in and give us the first and last name of the entertainer in picture number 7 in the new Trivia Times. Again, question 7. As long as you have out your new Trivia Times, turn to the picture number 7. Call in and give us the first and last name of the entertainer in picture number 7 in the new Trivia Times. Good luck. Question 7 of Hour 20 of Trivia 44. Question 7. As long as you have out your new Trivia Times, turn to picture number 7. Call in and give us the first and last name of the entertainer in picture number 7 in the new Trivia Times.
In the soft green grass and in the squares, won't buy, we'll let them pass. She'll be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama. We'll see the world from my Harley. And maybe in a year or two, we'll have a little one. She looked just like you. We're Adam, a sidecar, electric guitar. It will be a trio. The baby makes 3-0. Tell your daddy and your mama too. You got something better to do. Stick around, I have the rest of your life. You're 18, you can be my wife. You be the queen of my highway. My motorcycle mama. And we'll see the world from my Harley. And we'll see the world from my Harley. And we'll see the world from my Harley. The chain don't break.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question 7 of hour 20. Question 7, as long as you have out your new trivia times, turn to picture number 7, call in, and give us the first and last name of the entertainer in picture number 7 in the new trivia times. Your answer for number 7, Bobby Rydell. Again, the answer for question 7, Bobby Rydell. Moving on to question number 8. The Plymouth Volare in picture number 29 doesn't have a moonroof like the one that a big screen couple drove to a national park, sat on the hood on a moonlight night under the stars, and enjoyed sipping from a bottle of wine while eating Cheetos. Earlier in the movie, the woman proclaimed that she was pro-pancakes. What is the first and last name of this pancake-supporting female character? Again, question 8 of hour 20. The Plymouth Volare in picture number 29 doesn't have a moonroof like the one that a big screen couple drove to a national park, sat on the hood in a moonlit night under the stars, and enjoyed sipping from a bottle of wine while eating Cheetos. Early in the movie, the woman proclaimed that she was pro-pancakes. What is the first and last name of this pancake-supporting female character? Question 8 of hour 20 for Trivia 44. Question 8, the Plymouth Volare in picture number 29 doesn't have a moonroof like the one that a big screen couple drove to a national park, sat on the hood on a moonlit night under the stars, and enjoyed sipping from a bottle of wine while eating Cheetos. Earlier in the movie, the woman proclaimed that she was pro-pancakes. What is the first and last name of this pancake-supporting female character?
Thank you.